Welcome back. It still is Heliport Hackett at 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Welcome to the final installment of the show. We are down to the final hour. It's not up to an hour yet anymore. It's 11:12 a.m. Now, I told you that I have accessibility. What was the other one? Supply and fashion. Well, this is the fashion part of the conversation. Now, fashion is, well, it's an expression of people's feelings, which I think it should not be. I think style, modesty, and all things should be attached. But in today's world, if you have to define fashion, feelings would be put in place because a person would very likely dress how they feel. For example, I have more black clothes than any other color. And it's not because it's how I feel. Basically, it is because I love that color. But how do we connect appropriate fashion with people's feelings? That's a big question. So let's go to church. A pastor in Edo State caused a stir during a wedding as he reportedly chased out the bridal train for dressing indecently. You heard that correctly. The incident was recorded on video and it happened at a church located in Epuma, in Edo. And it went viral. I remember seeing that video. Man got on stage. He was livid. Said a couple of things. And the bridesmaids got up and left. He then took a swipe at those not dressed well and warned them to leave the premises before he gets to them. That pastor is definitely a father. I've heard that before. You better get out before I get to you. So that's one. It's happening. That happened in Edo. And it very likely has happened in different parts of the country. I remember in 2016, a colleague of mine at where I used to work, in Mecca, got married. And I was one of his groomsmen, so I had to wear a suit. Now, the church had just been built. It was a new parish. I remember him bragging about, oh, my wedding is the first one they did in this church. It was a Catholic church. And I still remember that day, before the priest started, he specially thanked the bride for dressing decently and having bridesmaids that honored the church. That was how he presented it. And I mean, it wasn't shocking to me, but to imagine that now priests had to take extra care, that means that that man had seen the unseeable. For him to actually thank a bride, that means he had dealt with a lot of brides. Say, thank you very much for dressing well. Thank you for your bridesmaids covering up. You have honored the church. And the bride smiled and bowed. And I looked at my guy. He looked at me. And we were happy. But it never seemed to me like something that would be a mainstream problem. And so churches have moved against indecent dressing at weddings because it seems to be a growing concern. Some have taken it a step further by asking the church wedding committee to inspect the wedding gown and possibly the bridesmaids' dresses ahead of the wedding. There will be conversations around whether or not that is taking it too far. So you want to marry in this church? Okay, we'll have to see your wedding gown and the dresses of your bridesmaid just so we are sure it conforms to the principles of modesty. But what has brought this problem to Port Harcourt is a particular woman. Her name is Dr. Ella Ezeadelije. You very likely don't know her by that name. It feels weird even calling that name. Most people know her as Veronica's daughter. She aired her displeasure on social media, of course, which is her favorite place to be, and stated the reason why she doesn't take her children to weddings. So the next voice you would hear would be her voice, where she's ranting and raving and speaking English. And then we talk about fashion of Nigerian weddings.
So for the last few years, I've not carried my children to Nigerian weddings. And weddings are something I enjoy with everything in me. I enjoy Nigerian weddings. It's fun, the music, the food, everything. But I stopped carrying my children to Nigerian weddings a long time ago for a very simple reason. The indiscriminate display of breasts and cleavages has become such an eyesore that I can take my children to a wedding and they'll be pointing out, mommy, why is that person's breast falling out of her dress? Waiting, I won't answer. Like, I have a young son, I have a young daughter. The dresses have gotten scandalous. Runway dresses have made their way into mainstream fashion. That's crazy. How can my pikin go wedding? All the ladies around me, all their breasts are outside. Na nipple, na in the hide. In fact, the private part now, na intestine. All your breasts are outside. Everything is outside. Everything.
All right, so she goes on to say many more things in great detail as to where the dress stops, where it begins, and all those kinds of things. And she claims she's traumatized. We've been trying to send love and light our way. Anyways, I'm sure that her experience is not isolated. There are lots of people who very likely have had that experience and share the sentiments. But to help us explain even further, her experience and what should be moving forward is Dr. Ella herself. Veronica Zotto joins me right here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, it's a pleasure. It's difficult to see you as a doctor. It's hard.
My brother, even me, I shock.
Okay. I've always seen you in the context of, you know, the social media content creating thing, but why was it important for you to pursue academically to that point?
You know how Nigeria happens to everyone? Yeah, Nigeria happened to me.
Okay.
What I want to be, or what I wanted to be, I wanted to be a lecturer.
Okay.
Political science, and to do that, you need a PhD.
Interesting.
So I started the journey, and since the journey decided to elongate itself with the strikes and everything, I fell into the social media space because there was a lacuna.
Okay.
So here am I, pursuing a different path than what I set out and still not giving up on the first dream I had.
So now that you're a doctor, that means you can leave social media.
Oh, no. There's no leaving social media. There's no leaving social media.
Interesting. All right. So let's get to the focus. Of course, this video was what drew my attention to this, and it happens in different parts of the country. Before you state your experience even further, I think that right now, there might be a subjective definition to indecent. Because what will be indecent to one person might not be to the next person. It might just be an expression of feelings. This is how I feel inside. I want to bear it all, let it all out. What do you think currently at the bounds of decency? How would we look at a dressing and say, oh, this is decent and this is not decent?
For me, it first starts with intent.
Okay.
Because just like you said, what is indecent to one may be decent to another. If you go to traditional African fashion, you know, before now, young girls used to be top naked. And it wasn't indecent then because that was our culture. That's the way everybody lived. Now, decency has become subjective in that people wake up and define what decency means to them. But for me, I think decency is, yes, you can be fashionable, but also respect other people's boundaries. Don't show me things that should be hidden in your clothes.
Okay.
That's basically it for me. I know you can wear miniskirts. I know that. But there are boundaries, I beg. You can't wear a skirt and it just covers your bum and you're telling me, oh, it's a miniskirt, I'm 16, so that's cool. Decency should be anywhere you can step in, anything you wear, and you can step in public and not feel ashamed. And not, in fact, that definition is even faulty because some people don't have shame.
Yeah, I was going to say that shame is not.
Some people don't, they were just born without shame or they lost it somewhere along the line.
Shame is a short supply these days.
Very, very short supply. So telling me that this is how you feel, I don't feel like seeing it. So if you're going to do that in your house, that's cool. But when you come into the public space, understand that it's a mixed multitude. And some behaviors are not acceptable. Not at all.
Okay. So I don't even want to ask about the incident that led to you making that video. Because if you spend up to 2-3 hours on Instagram, you must have seen a video of a bridal train.
I just got tired. And I think this idea of my body, my choice has made it so that people are no longer speaking out.
Mm.
You know how you say, oh, this is not right, you don't do this. The person shouts back, your body shaming me.
Yeah.
Allow me to live my life the way I want. It's my life, my
body
choice. No, it's not your life, your choice. It may be your life, but guess what? You're not giving us any choice. But it's true.
Mm.
So don't assault my eyes. Then, you know, when I made that post, under the comment section, people came to say, some ladies were telling me that weddings are not for children. I'm like, are you kidding me? A wedding is a family affair. And when you say something is a family affair, it means kids are allowed.
Yeah.
It's rated G for general. Anybody, a newborn, can attend a wedding. So if weddings are not for children, what's a little bride doing there? What's a page boy doing? The lady went on to say, in my wedding, I specifically said no children. I said, that's you. But 97% of weddings have children in it. If my sister is getting married, why won't my children come? This is a family thing.
Mm.
And I was at a wedding last weekend, and my brother, you needed to see. What pains me is that the parents were seated. So I'm trying to imagine the conversations that go on in these homes. So your daughter dresses this way and you guys meet at the wedding. Let's say she didn't wear this from the house.
Mm.
You meet at the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, do you hug her and say, oh, wow, your boobies look so great? Or do you say, no, you should? I don't get it. So now I am trying to help my children understand that in as much as people do stuff like this, it's not really good, it's not all right. They are the ones who even point out. And you know, kids nowadays are very, very vocal.
Yeah.
They won't hide. They will be pointing.
Mommy,
see.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't have filter. So you see me trying to explain, you see me trying to apologize. I stopped with the apology because you caused it. And the children were actually asking questions out of curiosity. They were not being rude. They were not being unruly. They just don't understand why this auntie is looking this way.
Oh, yes, indeed. We'll have to take a break now. But when we return, which is shortly, of course, the question is, should there be regulations on wedding fashion? Should we put a cap? Should there be some form of rule or policy to guard the fashion at weddings? Stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Still hello, Port Hackett, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Sam Oracle Chinedu here, and I have Veronica's daughter with me. We're taking the headlines shortly. But I think between now and then, I can squeeze in one call. Do you think there should be regulations on wedding fashion? That's the question that begs important answers. 070-0923-0923. You can also call 0817-923-0002. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Patience. Good morning, Dr. Veronica.
Good morning.
I wish we had lots of mothers like you out there, but believe me, we are out there. I want to put my little contribution.
All right.
It's not just about wedding. And like you said, some people will say wedding is not for children.
Mm.
And, like, your thoughts are, like, how could anybody ever say that? Because wedding is a family thing.
Yeah.
But we see people say this. That's how, let me use the word crazy. I'm not on Metaverse. Neither am I on Instagram, so I'm not doing hate speech, by the way.
Mm.
Okay. So, you mentioned something. People leave their homes. young girls, you see the bridal trains and all that, and they've got parents there. And how on earth would they leave before this? Now, if I'm a mother, which I am, by the way, and I know my daughter has a bridal train for a wedding, isn't it necessary for me to see the dress my daughter will be wearing before that time?
Okay.
As an intentional parent?
Yeah.
Now, that's one-sided. We can only get assaulted in weddings. In the general space as it is, our children get assaulted every day. Social media is different because you go there, you choose to go there. But on the road and various areas, our children get offended and assaulted.
All right, my dear, that's as much as I can take. It's time for the headlines. After that, we continue this conversation. Stay with us.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Still hello, Port Hackett. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Sam Orokochinedu here. As I have my guest, Dr. Ella, known as Veronica's daughter. You're welcome once again.
Thank you.
So we're asking important questions. The question for now is, should there be regulations on wedding fashion? Should there be some kind of policy that states that a person should dress in a particular manner? 070-0923-0923. Back to you, Veronica Zotto. Why is it that most times when we talk about decency, and I don't want this to be a gender war, battle of the sexes, it almost always is focused on women.
Ladies, yeah.
Do men not dress indecently as well?
Oh, they do. They do. But for the women, it's more obvious because of our anatomy. Ah. So it's much, much obvious. Then in answer to your first question, you were talking about...
Should there be regulations?
Regulations. There can't be because we live in a society that is supposed to espouse free speech and freedom to live the way you do, at least within reason. The problem is, see what I think? When you go to a wedding, from the bride, it'll be very, very obvious the kind of friends that are going to come to that wedding.
Okay.
There are weddings you go to and you look at the bride, you look at the chief bridesmaid, look at the bridal train and the wedding guests. And it's as clear as day that these are birds of the same feather doing their flocking thing together because they are dressed in the same scandalous manner. You're talking of the wedding, the bridal train, the guests. Don't forget the MCs. Don't forget. The decency thing is not just about the dressing.
Which in consign MCs.
That's what I'm saying.
I've MC'd a few weddings.
The dressing is one part.
What have we done?
It's very obvious.
All right.
Have you been to a wedding where the MC's jokes are inappropriate?
Oh, yeah.
Lewd jokes where there are children and teenagers. Then you call the bride and the groom and you have them do crazy stuff. Yes, I get it. They are married. Today. They just got married today. And you're already having them act some kind of crazy thing in public, embarrassing them, embarrassing the people watching and listening in front of their family and friends. That's a discussion for another day.
Yes, it is.
But for the clothes.
But now that you say it, I'm thinking of a few weddings I've attended.
Haven't
where,
you been to a
where
wedding
I was uncomfortable with.
The MC was talking and you were cringing. Your ears were curling. You're like, this is inappropriate. For the clothes, again, from the bride. Like, I have my friends, right? And if I'm going to put you in my bridal train, you have to come correct.
All right. And I'm hoping you come correct with this call. 070-0923-0923. Regulations for wedding fashion. Call back if you can. 070-0923-0923. Do you think there should be some form of regulation for wedding fashion. Now, another concern, because I'm going to talk about the role of the church and, you know, what stand they've taken, is even though a lot of churches are already stating, okay, let me take this call. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my, I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up, please?
Morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Neva Gifford. I need to contribute a little for those what people are discussing about.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am very sorry, but I can hardly hear you. So please call back if you can. Alternatively, you can call 0817-923-0002. So, what I was saying earlier, so churches are taking a stand. You know, some don't let you even walk into the church looking a certain way.
Yeah.
But that is for the wedding. Most of these things happen at the reception when we are done with the wedding. Let me take this. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I'm Queen.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I feel like these girls, most of them, I just feel like the regulation should start from the church first of all. Okay. And most of these girls, they're feeling enough indecent.
Mm.
Most of them, their parents are not even here to see them dressed. Most of them, their parents are in the village and they don't know what their children are, how their children are dressing. So I feel like if the regulation should come in or any rule, it should start from the church.
But a person who has parents, if you have parents, they're still alive, they will be at the wedding now. Mm-hmm. They will come to the
wedding.
They
will not be. If you're the bridal train, if you're among the bridal train, they will not be there now.
Okay. The train, not the bride.
Not the bride, the train.
Okay.
The bride might be feeling herself because that is her day. Mm-hmm. You get. But the church, like, gives her a rule that you have to dress different. There's no way she's going to dress that way.
Okay, I do get the point. All right, thank you very much. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I want to tell you thank you for this program, Madam, thank you for the good job you're doing. I remember I saw that video, that was your video on social media, and I was like, wow, I thought it was just something wrong with it. I thought it was a human. But nevertheless, I think there should be a way to correct this. And we just have to make this session count. The new generation. Mm. So after the new time, some years back when I got married, after the session, I said, this is your wife, and it was too tight to her chest. So I asked her, what is the point for our reception? I'm coming to look at her body parts. Just because all her parts were covered. People come for different reasons. They want to see. But we need to be careful with our children, and we need to be where they should go. So when they grow, they're not the person what they have been taught. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so back to the question I was asking. Now, even though the church is taking a stand, you can take a stand for something within your jurisdiction.
Yes.
You know, so the wedding itself happens in church. But when you get to reception party, that one is...
That's
you think
when your
about,
true color comes out.
Because that is a party.
Yeah.
Pastor might be invited, but he doesn't exactly have
control.
Yeah, so how do we connect... You know, what the church is doing on their own with the modesty that needs to be instilled at the party.
Okay, now, humans will always be humans, right? Like you said, the church should do whatever it can do over what it controls, which is the wedding service or the mass.
Yeah.
And it irks me when I see people dress a certain way. You're going into the church. Then when the pastor or the priest sends you out, you're ranting. You're angry. You're like, why should you do? Really? Have you seen yourself? This is the house of God. It's not we being holier than thou. These same people will go to the United Arab Emirates and dress properly. These same people will go to places where they know this dressing is not going to fly and comply. Now, I don't think it's the church's duty to control what happens in the society. Controls. We're giving them too much responsibility. It starts from the family. It always boils down to the family. I come from a family where decency is a must. And when you grow up with these rules, regulations, as you're growing, you're praying to have freedom so you can explore and go crazy. But guess what? When that time comes, you will see that the training sunk in, right? And Even if you become fashionable, see, fashion, we most times confuse fashionable for indecency. There are beautiful clothes you can make and look as sexy, beautiful, sharp, smart as you can without showing everything you've got.
Mm.
So it comes again from where are you coming from? What kind of upbringing do you have? Some of these ladies are, you're like vying for attention. That's number one.
Yeah,
number two, I also see something. It as a feeling of self, low self-esteem. Because you feel the only way you can compete favorably with other girls in grabbing male attention is to dress in a very suggestive, scandalous manner that will single you out. So it's not that like a competition. Mm. So imagine when Miss A thinks that way, Miss B thinks that way, you will see that they keep pushing the bar.
Mm.
They keep raising the bar.
Yeah.
Until somebody decides to go to a wedding in body paint and body paint only. Then it becomes a trend.
Hopefully we don't get there. Hopefully. A lot of hopefully. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Zion. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Zion.
Thank you for this topic. At least most of us, we have seen them in most of these weddings. And we just like some of them, we walk away. And we just like, what is this? But there is something profound about it. Rather than the provisions of the Constitution, which is the criminal code, pronounced indecent dressing, it was indecent act, which covers a lot. And we think we still need to revisit that section of the Constitution to make it right. The church has limitations when it comes to this dress code or dress pattern of our today girls. Parents, if you want to talk about parents, most of these girls don't have parents. They don't have parents. They grow up themselves. So what do you talk about?
So, now, Mrs. Zion, if a person does not listen to their parents, you think they will listen to the Constitution?
If we can enforce it, they will listen. Or please look at what the RUSC did. They put it explicit. Things you should wear to school and things you should not. And I think we need to pronounce it like that in the Constitution or in our law.
All right.
Pronounce, don't wear this, don't wear that, wear this.
Hi, thank you, Mrs. Zion, but I can tell you for free that's not going to happen. Not because I know anybody in any office, but this is something that, and I think he raises the common sense question. It's something that we should know. It's something that you believe that because a person came out of a responsible home, they should just know to. You know, so it doesn't have to be a law. Enforcing, when it becomes law, the fluidity of it doesn't flow as it should. So no, it will go back to upbringing. It will go back to families. It will not make its way into the Constitution. I can bet you. All right. Should there be regulations around wedding fashion? Hello?
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you speak up, please?
Good morning. Morning, I need to contribute. My name is Mike. I need to contribute a little bit for the world.
Go ahead, Mike.
People talk about the church and whatever sometimes the traditional dress. It's just something that when the children don't bring up with a good home, the world don't seem to be affected when by the public will see that the children is not common to the voodoo. A lot of problem we have in Nigeria is when the children come from. That is all. You can mention pastor. Pastor has a lot of people who can attend to or whatsoever. Also, his preach. Because he says pastor contribute to the society. But if a child comes from a good home, you know that you come from a good home. It is not by pastor. The good home contribute to a social, the development of the child. Some of these people, you see that they don't have parents, but if somebody brings you up, even though you don't have a parent, but you come up with some money. So those are the problems. Let every parent to his children. When you saw your children dressed in necessary dressing, she talks to him, she dressed well. Some parents cannot open mouth and talk to their children. That is the problem. Come the children is giving them $1 or $2 or getting for money from nowhere. I have a witness where I see a girl lost a phone of
200 or 300 or 20,000. When the mother say her boyfriend is going to get another one for her. Look at that rubbish. Can the parents talk to the child? That's the problem. Understand? The parents should talk to your child. Talk all to right. your child. If your child is wrong, let him know that it's wrong so that I can grow up in your food in a good manner, in a good dressing, in a sweet eye for society. It is not by say pastor or no pastor. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. And it takes us back to the family.
Yep.
It really does. Let's look at, for the churches that have decided to do something about it, to take a stand, the report I read earlier, of course, I think that's from a particular church, they have said that they will have to inspect the wedding gown and the dresses of the bridal train before the wedding. Is this too much or just enough?
Well, I used to think it was too much. I used to think, oh, they're adults. If they're a member of your church, they should know what can fly and what.
Mm.
But it seems I overestimated the human being's ability to think rationally.
Mm.
You want to slay in all your glory. So you keep pushing it, pushing it. So now I am team, I beg, check it. Check the dresses. If it's possible, check the bridal train.
But some might say, well, the dress will not... You know how these things work. The dresses might not be ready till a day before the wedding.
That's not true. It's rarely true because most people hire wedding gowns.
Uh-huh.
So bring it,
and
let us
see. And the day they tell you that it's ready, wedding at tomorrow, or it's on Friday night.
If you know that you are supposed to bring it, you will take it and go and show them because... So that's to avoid drama on your special day.
Mm.
Or if I were the church, maybe I'll just give them a sample of wedding gowns. You guys should just make
No,
this.
Nah, no, 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 no. As much as I'm for the decency, you know, style. That's how these things. It's like school uniform now. If everybody...
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But truly, I understand why the church is doing this.
Yeah.
I used to say, no, this is crazy.
Mm.
You're trying to be too controlling. But... if you allow human beings, you know, humans, we have a way of rationalizing and explaining everything. So we want to push things to work in our favor.
Yeah.
So we can turn the Bible left, right, center, then rationalize it to fit the lifestyle we want to adopt.
Hmm.
God's standard remains the same. It's not going to change simply because you decided you want to do so, so and so. So now I am team, check the wedding dress. You can check it.
Okay. Well, you, like Dr. Ella, have you been assaulted visually? Have you been to a wedding and you were not pleased with what you saw? Call me and tell me. And do you think there should be regulations on wedding fashion? Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Sam. I called back. Patience.
Okay. Yes, thank you for calling back.
Okay. Again, my greetings to Dr. Ella there.
Thank you.
You talked about weddings. We'll get to a point where body paintings that help. It already is happening.
Okay.
It's already happening because I have seen in a video where someone attended a function with just body painting. Forget whatever they say they were trying to do, to send a message. For heaven's sake. Humanity, to an extent, are losing it. I'm really trying to hold it in here because it really is crazy. Sam is trying to point out that wedding dress will come at an hour to it or whatever. I keep using the word, when someone is intentional about something, we know how much, especially the ladies, put to the attention to details for their special day.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So for you to make sure you choose a dress, you already know what you want. And then you make sure you get there. They're fitting. Today we have time for fitting and all that. So no, I don't think there's anybody who waits till a few hours to their wedding before they get their dress.
Yeah.
That's very rare. Now, Dr. Ella, you pointed something out. They want to flaunt it on that day. It's her day. Because we're not trying to be gender biased here, but the women here especially are the ones who we're talking about here. It's very rare where you see the men wearing clothes where the torso and the rest of them are being exposed. It's usually our fellow women out there. You see a bride wearing very tight clothes with corset pushing up their boobs out there. Heaven's sake, you're getting married. keep it for him. He will see whatever he wants to see at the end of the day. What are you showing the rest of the whole world what you've got there, your cookies and the rest of them? Now, we have to come back again. We talked about the church and all that, and then the bridal train. And we're talking about parental upbringing. Do we remember, because when I listen to some of the other callers, the mother, do we realize that raising up a child is a dual responsibility? A father and a mother. And according to research, a home that is already broken, that the father is no longer there, 60-70% of the children, a girl child especially, don't have that moral upbringing, strong father influence to keep them in line. And then, where there is a father anyway, but he is there, but not there, especially the times that are involved in extramarital activities, it is very, very pertinent to mention that they don't have that strong moral power to educate their children as well. So in certain cases, according to statistics as well, 30 to 40% of these girls, I'm focusing on the girls here, all suffer from the same thing. So when you now have that issue, you have girls who are out there, behave the way they are. But today we're also having boys as well. You see the ones who are wearing, dressing almost like women, going nude and all that, guys as well. But what is more offensive to the eyes are more of what the women show out there. Yeah. So it's really a parental thing before we go into the Christian fold and then the society at large. So the home front, what is going on? It seems like the world at large, it's permissive about even the greater lagging of families or parents or immoral conduct or whatever is going on, which affects these children who now come out and feed our own children what is offensive to the eye.
All right, thank you very much. That's as much as we can take from you. We truly appreciate your time. And Dr. Ella, we are at that point. Words have been said. You've expressed yourself. You've gone on social media to rant. I think the last question I'll ask you is, when will your kids eventually be allowed to attend weddings?
Okay. We attend the family weddings, like traditional marriages, as a number of people and stuff. But I have a preteen. He will be 13 in October. I have the girl. She's 10.
Okay.
Then the other ones are quite small. I'm thinking maybe by 15. Or even before. No. See, and that thing, it depends on who. Wait.
This is an asshole strike.
Wait. It depends on who is wedding.
I get you.
Yeah. So if the person wedding is somebody I know to be, you know, very sensible.
Responsible.
Yes. You know that the people who are coming to the wedding are mostly people of that character. I will take them.
All right.
For me, I'm tired of explaining and trying to hush and shush them.
Well, time is up. You have to be intentional about your parenting, of course.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's too much. Well, thank you for making the time. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
For those who would like to go see the video for themselves or connect and engage with her on social media, what are your handles?
On Instagram, I am at Veronica's Daughter. On Facebook, my name is Ella Choma Izadleje.
Okay.
On TikTok, I'm also Veronica's Daughter.
Yes, indeed. All right. Have yourself a wonderful day.
You too.
Oh, this is where the show ends. Thanks for sticking with us.